This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah. My name is Myron Elbaz, and I appreciate all those who support Torah shows, especially Chaim Lax and Stanley Shamosh, and many wonderful other Yidden. The goal is to use pictures and cartoons to illustrate Torah and Mitzvot. We're focusing today on the Mishnah and Masechet Eruvin, which is in Seder Moed, Perek Aleph Mishnah Chet. And the topic is, can a convoy make an Eruv using their luggage or their animal saddles when they camp in a plain of an empty area which has a din of a Carmelis? So this is 731 in our series, and it should be an Aliyas Neshama for my grandmother, whose yahrzeit is today, Gracia Bat Esha, Aleha Shalom. Says the Mishnah, Shiyara Shechanta Babika. If you had some caravans that were traveling, and now they're going to camp before Shabbat in a valley, in a place that's not a Reshut Rabim, and it's not a Reshut Yachid, it's a Carmelite. Aveli. V'kifua b'chlei behema metaltelim b'tocha. Says in Mishnah, amazing chidush, that even though there's no real fence around them, you could use the saddles of the animals, the actual wagons themselves, you could use the different things, the saddles and the baggage, to make a makeshift fence. So as long as you're closed in, then you would be allowed to carry in that area. Says the Mishnah, the condition is it has to be 10 hand breadths tall, which is about 35 inches. So if the area surrounding those that are camped is high, 35 inches, so that forms a mechitza. V'lo yeyu furatzot yeterot al abinyan. But there can't be more gaps than solid area. In other words, there could be some gaps, like an entrance, but it can't be that there's more empty space or open space than closed in space. Says the Mishnah, Kol pertzashi ke'eser amot mutaret. If there's an opening, a breach, which is 10 amot or less, which is roughly about 20 feet, then that's considered like an entrance. That's not a problem. But if it's more than that, then it's asur to carry in that area, because even if it's still omed meruba laparetz, that there's more solid than gaps, but once there's such a big gap, that's considered that's not an enclosed area. However, if it would be a tzurat petach, which is the typical eruv, then that would be okay, according to many poskim. Okay, thank you for listening. And Hashem should get nachat from us and bring the gula on the zchut of those who are learning the Torah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.